Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Residents throughout eastern Kentucky have been shocked by dramatically higher electric bills this winter, forcing many to make difficult decisions in order to keep their homes warm through the coldest months of the year. The situation has created a crisis for many Kentucky households. Residents and local officials alike are searching for answers as to why the increases this winter were so extreme and what can be done to address the situation. Jason Bailey, Research and Policy Director for the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, cites several statewide energy trends that he says are all contributing to the rising costs of electricity in Kentucky.
The landscape is changing for utilities and for the providing electricity in Kentucky in a lot of ways. One is that electricity prices are rising. They've been going up about 40% over the last 5 years. They're expected to rise even more in future years, and so that's a real challenge for people. As we are used to a state where rates are relatively low, moving to a state where many places people's bills are at the national average or above the average, so that makes it harder for families, for businesses to be able to afford energy. So that's one of the trends that has been happening. A second is that our energy system, we have an aging energy system. Most of our power plants are over 30 years old in Kentucky. They were built and paid for many years ago, and they are coming to the end of their useful life. And so we're going to be facing choices about whether to retire those plants, whether to build new energy capacity of some kind. And so that will mean new costs in one way or the other. A third issue is that the costs of coal that we face in terms of the impacts on human health and the environment are being forced to be paid for more through various health and environmental regulations, some of which have been many years in the making and are coming in the future years to newer levels of compliance. And so that means some of those costs are being addressed, but it also means that there are new costs to ratepayers that they also will be facing.
On June 28th, the Kentucky Public Service Commission approved such a rate increase for Kentucky Power, resulting in a 17% increase in the bills of the average residential customer. The Letcher County Fiscal Court asked members of the Public Service Commission to meet with local residents about their concerns regarding the recent rate increase and their unusually high bills. On Tuesday, February 15th, members of the Public Service Commission came to Letcher County and held a home energy workshop at the county courthouse. Andrew Melnikovich, Public Information Officer for the PSC, explained how bills are calculated.
The vast majority of the rate increases that people are seeing are attributable not to the fact that AEP got a 17% increase in their residential rates back in July, but on the fact that the weather got cold. Paducah was 18% colder than normal in December. Louisville was 26%. Lexington was 32%. Jackson was 37%. And the biggest single driver of energy consumption, particularly if you have electric heat, as so many people in this part of the state do, the single biggest driver of energy consumption is going to be the outside temperature. The per kilowatt hour charge prior to the rate increase was 7.19 cents per kilowatt hour. After the rate increase for residential customers, it was 8.59 cents per kilowatt hour. So it's an increase of 1.4 cents per kilowatt hour. So there is no getting around the fact that these bills are higher than they would have been without the rate increase. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you otherwise, because I'd be lying to you if I did.
Many citizens and local officials expressed their frustration with the rate hike and told of the hardship such high bills have caused.
I have a problem justifying a 17% increase when the overall company made money. It's hard for me to sit here when I know we got people right here that is figuring out whether they're going to pay their buy their medicine, whether they're going to pay their power bill, or if they're going to eat.
I've got over 300 signatures here of people that has told me some horrible stories what they're going through in order to pay their electric bills. And they say their checks aren't raising, but Kentucky Power is raising everything and paying their employees more. But these people are telling me they're going without food in order to pay electric bills. They're doing, letting their monthly bills go, their medicine go. They say it's a choice, either have heat or do without other things, you know.
Many of you have probably already done this. You turn down the thermostat. You can consider switching to more energy efficient appliances, particularly heating and cooling units, water heaters and refrigerators, because those are the three big drivers of energy consumption in your home. Get an energy audit. AEP provides energy audits. Weatherization, storm windows, covering windows with plastic, adding insulation. But if you haven't had one of these done, I cannot emphasize enough, get an energy audit.
Buying new appliances, even if they are more energy efficient, is not an option for most low-income residents. There are emergency energy assistance programs currently available for low-income residents. Tammy Whitaker, supervisor of the Letcher County Office of the LKLP Community Action Agency, explains.
Right now, we're operating our LIHEAP program in the crisis component of the LIHEAP program. And with LIHEAP, we help you pay your home energy or home heating costs. This usually runs from January the 1st through March the 31st or until funds are expended. This time we still do have funds. For electric bills, you can qualify for up to $400 if you get a disconnect notice. You can qualify for 2 tons of coal, 2 cords of wood, 200 gallons of kerosene, 200 gallons of propane.
The problem is that this assistance is only available to people in crisis who are facing the immediate loss of their heat. And while electric rates have increased, the amount of assistance has not.
The bills have been bigger. You know, we can still just help up to $400. Last year, we could just help up to $400. But the bills have been so much bigger this year, so much larger this year. In November, when we done the subsidy program, the bills didn't seem that far out of whack. But in January, when they were bringing the bills in, they were $700 and $800, whereas last year they might have been $300 or $400. They were just so much larger this year than they were last year. And I've had elderly people that call me and cry. You know, what am I going to do? I draw, you know, $674 a month, and my power bill is $500. I can't pay $500. You know, I don't have it. I can't pay it. I had one lady tell me that she had had power in her home for 30 years. She had paid her power bill every month for 30 years. She had never missed a payment. And she said this time she didn't know what she was going to do. She drew $674 a month. Her power bill was $500. She said, what do I do? What do I do? I've never failed to pay them. Never have I failed to pay them. You know, what was she doing different? She did not have a disconnect. This was 1 month bill. This was not 2 or 3 month disconnect bill. I couldn't help her at all.
With no easy solution in sight, many citizens in attendance remained wary of what the future holds for rising energy costs and skeptical of the PSC's ability to protect citizens against future rate increases.
Well, I understand that things go up. Everything's gone up. Well, next year, might it go up again? And what are we going to do then? And the next year, it may go up again. And what are we going
to
do then?
We got to work to the point.
So what do we do now?
In response to the controversy surrounding the 17% rate hike approved by the PSC last summer, Senate Bill 151 was introduced to change the Public Service Commission from an appointed to an elected body. Backers of the bill claim this would make the PSC directly accountable to voters and thus less likely to approve increases. Yet most analysts say that an elected PSC might approve even greater rate increases because of the possible influence of corporate contributions in PSC elections. In any event, the Kentucky Senate passed the original bill providing for an elected PSC, and the House is considering an altered bill that would call for a study of the issue. Another bill going before the House this week, the Clean Energy Opportunity Act, aims to address what many people see as the root causes of rising utility rates across the state, including an over-reliance on increasingly expensive coal-burning electricity and a lack of incentives to support energy efficiency programs. Jason Bailey of the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development says this act would go far to addressing increasing electric bills.
So there is a real threat that we have to be able to face and to talk about. At the same time, there are real opportunities. We haven't paid much attention to our energy usage. So plugging those holes and becoming more energy efficient means opportunities to save money and to create jobs in doing that work. And secondly, I would say that we do have renewable energy potential in all parts of the state, including Eastern Kentucky. And so now's the time to begin to figure that out and tap those projects and create those opportunities locally.
Again, that was Jason Bailey speaking about the Clean Energy Opportunity Act. The House Committee on Tourism, Development, and Energy will hold a hearing on this act this Thursday. With Mimi Pickering and Rich Kirby, I'm Sylvia Ryerson, reporting for WMMT. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.